Time for the best 5 minutes today. During this October Connect Month, if we haven't said it before, I guess we could say it every day all year long, but especially during October Connect Month, we'd love to hear from you. And for this five-minute segment where we get Dr. Cans on, I know he'd love to hear from you. Appreciate the encouragement and the birthday greetings. I mean, you can start to send the cards and the emails, you know, the text messages, 715-396-1670. Jason, they can get those in early, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I love to hear. So, I mean, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The encouragement is always welcome.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. Like, words of affirmation, people. I mean, it's just like, if you want to think of it like a plant, like you just get a little dry, and those words of affirmation are just like being watered, aren't they?
For sure. Yeah, I had shared something with Heather yesterday, and she just shared some encouraging words, and it definitely is life-giving to hear those. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right.
And yet, you know, a lot of times, and I've attempted to say, I don't know how to say it. Yesterday, my wife came home from this missions conference. She'd been there since Sunday afternoon. On the plus side, we had a great time walking the dogs together, which we don't typically do, but the youngest miniature puppy got out. She took Darling. I don't usually walk three dogs. It's a little much for me. But but later in the day, I'm just like, hey, look at me. I'm just like, we've reached 25 years of marriage, you know, and I was just kind of like, you know, here we're together, and we weren't even together at all on Tuesday. And she's like, yay, good for us. And I'm just like,
you take what you can get.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Like, I'm not only words of affirmation, like, I'm an emotional feeler.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, even in the Christian world, unfortunately, we've covered this before, they're like, I'm sorry, you shouldn't exist, because that's what a woman is. So.
Right. Yeah.
So what do I do?
And I love that you're an emotional, I love that you're an emotional feeler. Yeah. And I've said that before. I think that, and I agree, I think it's one of the things that tends to be discouraged among men in Christian circles. And I don't see Jesus being that way. I think Jesus was emotional and relational. So,
well, yeah, yeah, I think
you rest in that.
When when Lazarus died and they talked about Jesus wept, I think actually, if you look into the Greek on that, I mean, it was like he sobbed.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't just like a few stray tears rolling down his cheeks. It was full on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was upset.
I think he was I don't know. I'm not going to do Jesus's Myers-Briggs. I'm probably getting in trouble for that. But yeah, maybe he was an F. Okay.
Feeler. Could be. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, the best 5 minutes of the day. We always think of different titles here as we wind down year four, and it could be how close can we get without getting in trouble, you know?
So. Sure. I like that, too. That's a good title.
Yeah. All right. Let's close out the Gospel of Mark chapter 3 today, verses 31 to 35.
Yeah, it says, then Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him. They stood outside and sent word for him to come out and talk with them. There was a crowd sitting around Jesus, and someone said, your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you. Jesus replied, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Then he looked around at those with him and said, look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
Mm, yeah. And here's how Jason closes it out in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. My son's mother and brothers came again to stop Jesus. There was no room in the house. He was with his disciples and the scribes accusing him, so they called him from outside, telling him they wanted a word. The people inside passed along their message. Always aware of an opportunity to teach, he asked them who constituted his mother and brothers, and then made the point that whoever followed him and did my will was part of our family.
Yeah, I always try to put myself in the situation when I can. And, you know, I imagine Jesus sitting in the house, and, you know, he's probably wrestling and arguing with the scribes and the Pharisees in the house. And then his family shows up outside, and he's got to, speaking of emotional, he's got to be like, ugh, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, so I've got them outside, but what he's really saying is, hey, follow me. That's really what it's all about. You know, whether you're people inside the house or my family standing outside, this is what it means to be part of God's family.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks so much, friend. And, see you for breakfast, at least for a little while tomorrow. There we go. Randy's Restaurant, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Be there. Be square. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show for a Friday, WWIB. And, you and I were talking a bit off the air. The Sam Shovel, Private Eye, crime well done, was a crime that occurred at the you know, most expensive restaurant in the city. But it talked a lot. There were some different jokes and references to the service industry and maybe people skimping on tips. You know, don't do that.
Yeah. Be generous. Uh-huh. Again, I think Dave Ramsey has said something to the effect of, if you can't afford to tip generously, you can't afford to eat out. So, you know, again, be generous.
Now, I grew up hearing about 15%, but it seems like, you know, people are like, or 18 or 20, what have you.
Yeah.
But we've got access to a survey, I guess, tipping culture in the U.S., the worst tipping states in the country.
Yes. And anyway, yeah. I mean, there's a reason, I suppose, why we jumped on this.
I guess we're not big fans of this particular state. So, can we just give it right away?
Sure. Let's do it.
Illinois. It's found to be the state with the worst tippers, with the average amount being just 14.22%, not now, quite to the 15.
In your defense, Illinois, that's not terrible. Uh-huh. I mean, again, it's better than the people I've heard of. You know, you always see these horror stories of, oh, my daughter's a waitress at such and such a place, and someone bought, you know, $150 worth of food and just grabbed some change from their pocket and threw it on the counter. You know, so again, 14% isn't terrible. So I will stick up for Illinois and saying it's not terrible, uh-huh, but you're still the worst. In tipping.
Yeah, that's right. So here's how it goes. Illinois at 14.22, then Mississippi at 14.98. You got South Carolina at 15.13.
Then New Mexico at 15.32%.
Now, Wisconsin, don't get a big head here because you're coming. Tennessee at 15.4. Oklahoma at 15.51.
And Wisconsin at 15.78. So we are in, like, the bottom 10 of states in tipping.
Yeah.
So, it's not like we can really set ourselves way up above our brothers and sisters to the south there in Illinois.
All right. So at least 15% is typically what's thought, but 15 to 20. I guess the thing that's been in the discussion more recently, and California, hats off to them, the number one tipping state at 22.69%. But, I mean, where do you draw the line? Like, who gets a tip?
Well, and that's honestly the thing I struggle with, because when I order through a certain submarine sandwich national chains app and they're saying, hey, you should tip. I'm like, hey, you should pay your employees better. Mm. You know,
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah. So we'll see where all that turns out. You depend on us every week for this here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We get you caught up on what you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture so you can stay informed. But we respect your time. We do it in condensed fashion. We call it headlines. And here you go.
In Connecticut, a bear broke into a home and stole a lasagna.
I wonder if that bear left a Yelp review. Cozy ambiance, self-serve dining, would break in again.
Probably.
A survey finds the top financial regret people have is buying into a timeshare.
Second is probably getting a tattoo of that timeshare.
Wouldn't do it.
A new chili pepper named Pepper X has been recognized as the world's hottest by Guinness World Records.
Pepper X, formerly known as Pepper Twitter.
I'm sensing a trend.
Family Dollar has initiated a recall of hundreds of products.
Yeah, the FDA found that the cardboard-tasting cereal doesn't contain real cardboard.
False advertising.
A study of 4,000 Americans revealed that only 12% of us eat right.
Although they admit the survey could be flawed, as the poll was taken at the exit of a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Aha.
There are now almost 600,000 people aged 100 or older around the world.
Most of them say they don't know the secret of reaching 100, but if you want to reach 101, they all recommend avoid trying to blow out 100 birthday candles.
Wisdom.
And finally this morning, scientists evaluated men and found that reaction time goes down after age 39.
Which explains why, ladies, after 20 years of marriage, when you ask him to put his bowl in the dishwasher, it takes him 3 extra days.
Hey, guys, now we've got an excuse.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday. We do the best of the week. This is edition number 146, and this isn't just saying, this isn't the only good content we had. It's just what we've deemed the best.
5% of us do what at least twice per day?
This is Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike.
Is it shower?
5% of us shower at least twice per day.
Let's find out. Is that it?
Yeah! Mike, you got it right. Woo! You really thought this was going to take a little bit longer.
Well, we tipped it off for you.
It was a super lucky guess.
There you go. Yes, 5% of us, and actually you could add bathe to this, 5% of us take a shower or a bath at least twice per day. Those of you moms with small children, you're like, must be nice.
Right.
Odd hotel request, another real one. A guest said, do you offer a sleep sitting service? I need someone to watch over me while I'm sleeping because I tend to sleepwalk.
Well, Peggy and I celebrating 25 years of marriage today, Caleb. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just called her. She's at the Shell Egg Full Gospel Missions event with missionaries from around the world there. And she's there pretty regularly every year this October. And so I think I kind of woke her, actually. You know, okay. But, you know, you're a morning radio guy, you know. And so the late night service that they had last night. But anyhow, we threw it out on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group this morning. If you've been married 25 years or longer, and this was from a listener who said, could you please ask what have you found to be a key to staying together? And so different folks who are chiming in that department this morning here real quickly. And I know some leaving messages on the listener line. We'll try to get to those. But Angie says, connecting emotionally daily if possible, being kind to one another, and thinking the best of each other in all circumstances, having the same goals when it comes to parenting and financial decisions, loving Jesus more than anything and abiding in him. Connie Davis says one word, God. Mm. And also Priscilla's been married 61 years. She says, please just show kindness, respect, and be a helpmate. And so those are some great tips there this morning on WWIB.
Hey, fellow WWIB listeners. If you want to see the largest pumpkin ever grown in the state of Wisconsin, head over to Down to Earth Garden Center south of Eau Claire, and you will see a 2,420-pound pumpkin that I grew. Enjoy. This is Brian from Oliva.
Brian from Oliva is apparently you got talents that go beyond just winning on Win It Wednesday on WIB, huh?
Indeed. He just let us know, again, if you caught that 2,420-pound monster gourd, the most, the largest giant pumpkin ever grown in the state of Wisconsin. He set a new state record. He sent us some pictures of this. And again, you've got to see it for yourself so you can really grasp the scale. So Down to Earth Garden Center, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire, Brian's state record winning pumpkin in terms of weight is on display there right now.
The old record, just to put this in perspective, he smashed it. The old record was a 2,283-pound pumpkin set 5 years ago. And that's just a shrimp compared to this 2,420-pound pumpkin.
I mean, you think about that, too. 5 years that record was held before Brian beat it. And, again, Down to Earth Garden Center, get your picture taken with this pumpkin. Check it out. Maybe set a toddler by it and then a full-grown adult by it so you can grasp the scale of just how large this pumpkin is.
Caleb, it'll be ranked the 27th largest pumpkin ever grown in the world.
And it's right here in our neck of the woods. Brian also has grown the state's largest giant squash this year, weighing 1,581 pounds. And I chuckle because I'm thinking, at our church, a lot of times if folks have excess produce, they will leave it kind of in the foyer of the church, and people will take it home. It's like, hey, God's blessed my garden this year. I want to share it. I'm just imagining Brian hauling a 1,500-pound squash or a 2,400-pound pumpkin through our church double doors.
Exactly, exactly.
Probably need that crane. Well that done, Brian.
Yeah, way to go, Brian. Proud of you, man. We do have somebody who's celebrating a birthday on the line today, Richard Bryans. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a longtime WIB listener, but you've moved. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I had a great opportunity to go to work for CentraCare in St. Cloud and couldn't pass it up and love it. We have a great house in Annandale and actually found Caleb's brother on 92.9 Spirit, a Christian radio station in the St. Cloud area.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can't listen to one Swenson on WIB, catch another one. They're out of St. Cloud, huh? There you go.
There we go.
The best of the week.
Thank you so much for putting that together. How? Well, man, my brother even gets a shout out.
I know
it. I love it.